Imran Khan's 22 years in politics culminated in him getting the top job in nuclear-armed Pakistan, only to be removed from office by a vote of no confidence as he lost the support of allies and members of his own party.
I will fight till the end. I have never accepted defeat in my life. Whatever the result of the vote, I will come out stronger. There has been a foreign conspiracy against me.
A polarizing figure who is both loved and loathed in Pakistan. He was the favorite candidate of many first-time voters, the youth, as Khan calls them. His supporters disrupted traditional politics in the last few years with their energy and aggressive social media presence. The 69-year-old politician promised to build a new Pakistan, create millions of jobs and homes, undertake ambitious reforms of taxes and bureaucracy, and root out corruption. But instead, he faced public anger because of soaring inflation, a plummeting rupee, and crippling debt. He also had to backtrack from his pledges not to seek help from the International Monetary Fund. Instead, his government asked for a $6 billion rescue bailout from the IMF and also took loans from Saudi Arabia and China. Despite a track record of establishing a hospital and a university, his detractors say he failed to deliver on his promises. To his credit, Imran Khan enhanced Pakistan's poverty alleviation program. During his tenure, relations worsened with neighboring India. Khan's government was criticized for not doing enough when India changed the status of the disputed Kashmir region. Internationally, Imran Khan championed raising awareness against Islamophobia.
Mr. President, Islamophobia is another pernicious phenomena that we all need to collectively combat. In the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, terrorism has been associated with Islam by some quarters.
Mr. Prime Minister.
He also offered to mediate between Ukraine and Russia, the US and China, and in the conflicts between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The charismatic leader tried to reinvent himself using piety and religion, and media attention never left his private life. From marrying British socialite Jemima Goldsmith to his divorce with journalist Reham Khan, even his third marriage with his spiritual advisor Bushra Bibi has not been without controversy.
I'm glad they say I am a Prime Minister of U-turns. Only an idiot doesn't do any U-turns.
It's widely believed that Khan fell out of favor with Pakistan's powerful military establishment after failing to deliver. Opposition politicians who called him a selected prime minister used the military's neutral role as a significant behind-the-scenes player to reclaim members of parliament who were poached by Imran Khan's party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. Once again, another leader in Pakistan is out. No prime minister has completed 5 years in office since 1947.